Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all. This is Spirituality is Reality, and you are listening to Miss Allgood. Please, excuse me, I was having technical difficulties. I have been trying to call in. I haven't been able to get through, and just issues. There was a duplicate broadcast for whatever reason, but, you know, technology is not flawless. And neither is a human being, so we won't even get upset about that. I don't let things like that bother me. As long as we're on this evening and as long as we are having a spiritual discussion, that is all that matters. That is what I'm here for. Friends, I want to continue to have this broadcast called Spirituality is Reality because I feel in my heart that it is so desperately needed. I've been talking about spiritual things from the very beginning. This is where my heart is. This is what I have to do, and I feel that this information or knowledge, I should say, should be disseminated. I want to start this evening continuing with what we were saying about fear and love, and I said a lot of things in the prior broadcast about fear and love, and one of the things that I want to touch on this evening has to do with man and his capacity to love. You see, the issue, there is an issue here, friends, is that man thinks he knows love. Man thinks he knows what it means to love. Man believes that love is what one does for him or what he may do for another. And I'm not saying I'm objecting to any of those things. But I want to add that love is not so personal as we believe it to be. Love, friends, is a force, and it is an impersonal force that is universal. And when a man, when I say man, I mean all of mankind, when man learns to trust in himself, not his external world, not anything outside of the eternal circle, which is what we were talking about last time. I gave you the circle because I wanted you to get an understanding of what we mean by eternal. Many people think eternal means forever, and I've often said that eternal does not necessarily mean forever. It actually means timeless. The circle was the symbol that we use for timelessness because it begins and ends at the same point, and it keeps going around and around and around. But it actually does not have anything to do with locales, it doesn't have anything to do with space, and it has nothing to do with time. So man, if he goes outside of himself or outside of the eternal circle, is in fear. And why? It is because man cannot move outside of himself. Why is this so, Miss Allgood? It is so because man is an entity. And the very definition of entity is an existence in and of itself. This is the first thing that we must understand. This is like spirituality 101, friends. We have to understand that the existence of man is not dependent upon, friends, my existence does not depend upon you, nor does yours depend upon mine. We are self-existent beings who define ourselves within ourselves. In other words, the identity of man is so because he says it is so. I exist because I say that I exist, not because someone else tells me that I'm real or I exist. I don't exist because I have two arms and two legs. I exist because I say I do, meaning that I, capital letter I, can affirm myself, my own existence, which is extremely powerful because that means that no one or anyone or anything has any power over me. I have the say-so over who I am. And this is the truth, my friends. So when man does not know these things that I just told you, he moves outside of himself. He leaves the eternal, and he goes into the outer darkness. Anything outside of the eternal is known as the outer darkness. He goes out into the outer darkness, and he becomes lost, and he can't see or know who he is, where he comes from, or where he's going. And as a result of that, he's in great fear. And this fear that I've been talking about from the beginning is really powerlessness. Man no longer is in power. The very power that I am talking about, because I want you to get an understanding of what I mean by power. Now, I'm sure many of you, many of us all around the world have watched movies, sci-fi, science fiction movies having to do with superheroes that have magical powers, supernatural powers that are seemingly out of this world. And all of those things, I tell you, are symbolic of the powers that reside within all men, within the souls of all men, that is. Friends, we must come to the acceptance and accept the fact, this is a fact, friends, that man is a being of power. He is an entity and a being of power. What is this power? The power that man has is a mental power. I'm revealing this to you. I'm not just speaking words and going on and on and off tangent, on tangents or off on tangents. Man's power is mental, which means that it comes from and is of the mind. This is why it is so important for man to strengthen and empower his mind and not focus so much on his appearance and his body. And right now we are in an age where all man cares about is what he looks like and material items and money. All of that is included. Man is vain. Everything on the outside is what matters, and nothing is going on the inside, meaning that man is not doing anything to exercise and strengthen his mind. And that is, in fact, where all the power is. The power rests in man's mind, because the mind of man is the builder. It is the creation, or the rather the not only creation, but the creator. So the power of man is mental. And these powers, friends, there are many powers. And I will say, I have not mentioned this before, but I'm ready to talk about it now. One of the powers that man has is the power to move himself. And that is called telepathy. Now, I've mentioned telepathy before to children. I've mentioned telepathy. I've spoken to children about telepathy, and the children commented and said to me, "Well, Miss Allgood, doesn't that mean that man can bend a spoon or move objects with his mind?" I said, "No, that's not what it really means, because man is really a spiritual being, and everything that he does is really unseen. The spiritual is the unseen. They just looked at me because it went over their head. Man really moves himself, which means that man has the ability or capacity to move his own mind. However, he can only do this if he is spiritually centered in his eternal self. Now, what that means is that man must understand who he is eternally. Man must know that his eternal identity is that he is a capital letter I. He must understand what I mean. He must understand that I is the origin of all existence. He must understand that he is not what he sees in his appearance or who he believes himself to be. Man must understand that he didn't actually come from the country that he was born in, that he is not his mother's son or her father's daughter. Man must understand that he exists as an entity. He must come to understand that who he is in the flesh is not his true identity. His true identity is in his spiritual roots, and that he is in the world to discover this. The reason why man is in the world is to discover who he is spiritually. He is not in the world to just work until he dies. He is not in the world to accumulate as many material items as he possibly can. He is not in the world to take it over. He is not in the world to make himself bigger than life. He is in the world to actually do the opposite, to humble himself and learn to serve his fellow men so that he can learn to live a life of virtue. And with virtue comes strength of mind. My friends, the power that I'm talking about is love. You see, man himself is love. And the reason why man is living in fear is because he lives contrary to his spiritual self. And he's living contrary to his spiritual self because he doesn't know it. And let me just say this, even if man did know this, would he turn to his spiritual self and embrace it? Many men at this time are being given that choice, and they don't know it. And many of them have already chosen the world. Why? Because, well, their desires. The thing that gets in the way of man coming into true knowledge of who he is and overcoming fear is his desires. Man has desires to be somebody big in this world. Man wants to conquer the world. He wants to be better than his fellow men. He wants to have the highest positions, the most money. He wants to accumulate as many material items as he can get his hands on. He wants everything that the world has to offer. Yet he doesn't realize that in that, he sacrifices his spiritual self. For you see, in order to have the spiritual self, which is the essence and the power of man that I am speaking about this evening, man must let go of the world. Man doesn't want to do this because he doesn't understand that his existence is not in the world. It's not. His existence is in God. It is really in the eternal. When I use the word God, I'm speaking of the eternal. Friends, man has a great power, and this power is in love, and it is an impersonal power. It is not, oh, I love my mother, I love my father. Friends, love is so much deeper than this. Love is really being a true humanitarian. Love is loving thy fellow men. Love is loving just because. It doesn't matter what someone does for you. You see, too many people feel that in order for them to love someone, they have to get something out of it in return. In the case of a woman, she has to love a man, or she can't love a man unless he's willing to do A, B, C, and D, or he has the qualities of A, B, C, and D. If he doesn't meet A, B, C, and D, she can't love him. And that goes the other way around as well. People have conditions when it comes to love. Love is not unconditional. People say, oh, I love my children, I love my family. You love them. Really? Do you? Do you really know what it means to love them? Well, I have feelings for them. Friends, I'm going to tell you this, and I've said this before. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is a force. It has a lot to do with being fearless. There can be no love in fear. It's either one or the other. And when there is true love, there is freedom. You see, love sets free. Love liberates. Love makes whole. Love joins together. Love is cohesiveness. Love is, I'm going to do not what I want to do, but what I need to do, because that's the mission of maturity. Love isn't about, well, I'm going to do what benefits me first. You see, a lot of people don't realize they don't have any love because they don't know their thoughts. They don't know how they really think. They don't realize that they only do things because they think that they're going to get something out of it in the end. And this goes for mothers, fathers, grandmothers, whomever. People do not realize how they think. Everybody has secret hidden motives that have not been made known to them. Some people, especially those that say, I'm a good person, and pat themselves on the back, those are the very ones I'm talking about. Because most people that are good people don't even know it. They just do what they do in the moment from the heart. And that's the real love, friends. It's when there is no thought at all. Every action that comes from real love requires no thought whatsoever. It's in the moment. And a person, when they are in true love, does not think They do what is necessary. Friends, the only time man is really in that state is when there is some kind of natural disaster. Whenever there's a terrible disaster, men don't have time to think. They do what's necessary to save lives, to help their fellow men. That's what I'm talking about this evening. Where is that force in the world? Where is it? Why is it that it only comes to light in total chaos or total, we'll say, emergencies? Other than that, does it even exist? Man has to hear the things that I'm saying. Friends, these things, if you're listening to me right now, share this on your website, share this on your blog. If there are any archives, episodes or that I have, share them. We are in dire times. We need to hear this. This is not just for me. This is for the world. We have got to get back to our spiritual root. And I'm not talking about organized religion. I'm talking about spirituality, which has more or less to do with who we are spiritually. It has to do with identity. And the purpose, the reason why this broadcast, Spirituality is Reality, came about is because I wanted to answer the three questions. Who am I, where do I come from, and where am I going? Because most, if not 95%, probably more, of the population has no idea of the answers to those questions. And there's only one, friends. There's only one answer, and it fulfills all three questions. And that was what this was all about. And it still is all about that. I'm privileged to be able to do this broadcast. I'm privileged to be able to speak about the things that I do and talk to you all about it. And I know now that there are people listening. It might not be that many of you yet, but like I said, we are in a time right now where people are going to need to know what is going on with my life. And these powers that you speak about, Ms. Allgood, how do we harness them? How do we harness our telepathic abilities? How do we discover the eternal that exists within our own minds? Friends, the eternal is your mind. Everything that I have spoken about when it comes to fear, love, the eternal, all exists in the mind. The problem is that men nowadays are so detached from their mind. This is what the definition of crazy or crazed, because the word is crazed, really means. There is a detachment from reality, and that reality is you. Man is in great fear, and that is because he has lost himself. You see, the self is the center. Your self, the self, exists in the eternal. Man is in fear because he doesn't know who he is, And he's in the world. It is the world, friends, that has made you the way you are. Greed, lust, fear, all of it keeps you from understanding the true definition of love. You think you have love because you're married, but little do you know, there's no love there. Because you have no idea what it means. In love and in life, there's going to be hardship. If you have no hardship, if you want everything to be a walk in the park, then you don't want love. Because let me tell you something about love, this power I've been talking about. It has to do with a seed being cultivated in your own heart. Man has to live a life that cultivates love, which comes from serving or humbling oneself to serve his fellow men. And I'm not talking about people in a soup kitchen. That's not it, friends. I'm not saying they don't need to be serviced. What I'm saying is it's helping those who cannot advocate for themselves. It is the truly disenfranchised. It is doing something in the moment, not planning it. It's doing what is necessary. It's not looking to help children on the continent being right here in your own backyard. Friends, I've said this so many times. I want you to understand, my friends, Love is power, and fear is powerlessness. And fear comes from the fact that you went against yourself. You lived contrary to love. You moved outside of the eternal self. That is the source of fear. And love means you come back to your eternal center, your spiritual center, which is yourself. He is learning about who the self is. If you want to know more about the self, join me. Go to my blog. Email me. We can talk about it together. We can talk about it together. I've been talking about having a meetup for those of you that are in my city. Email me. We can do this. And I have to go. But until next time, please, I love you all. Be blessed.